NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house-roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
91 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan. We're seeing some isolated thunderstorms cropping up. Nothing severe, but be aware, you could see some rain this afternoon. It's 3:06.
This is All Things Considered.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:44, we're going to continue with our occasional series called Life Kit, talking this week about summer reading. Making time for summer reading seems to be the hardest part sometimes, so we're going to talk about that. Then, at approximately 10 minutes before 4, one of the nation's first female tattoo artists was actually from Emporia. Memorabilia from her career makes up a large body of this country's early tattoo artifacts.
It's really important to understanding not just their story, but like the larger story of tattooing in America.
The life and impact of Maud Stevens Wagner of Emporia, Kansas, the Tattooed Lady. That is coming up at 3:50 here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies expected tonight, but it is going to be humid, and get used to that feeling for the next few days. Humid and hot. It's July. It's Kansas. Lows tonight in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine, humid, high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, humid, low in the mid-70s. We'll get into the upper 90s by the time we get to Monday of next week. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes
in the public square.
Hunter Biden on politics and his struggle with addiction. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Scott Simon hosting Weekend Edition Saturday. Kay McIntyre handles the local duties. I hope you join us.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Don Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Manhattan, and it's 3:30.
2,146. The S&P 500 lost 76 points. The NASDAQ lost 361 points. Gas is climbing again to nearly $4 a gallon for regular. AAA says the price went up 10 cents in the last week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is appealing a judge's decision that restores a 3-day grace period for mailed ballots just weeks before the August primary. Kobach is asking the Kansas Supreme Court to quickly overturn the judge's order. The ruling temporarily blocks a law requiring mailed ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Under the previous law, ballots postmarked by Election Day had 3 days to arrive and be counted. Kobach says changing the rules after voting has already started could create problems.
When there's confusion in the voting rules and the voting process, it increases the probability that somebody will make a mistake.
Kobach said the judge's decision could affect thousands of Kansas voters who were already mailed their advance ballots. Rural Kansas is filled with historic but underused buildings. The Office of Rural Prosperity created the Downtown Revive and Thrive program to bolster economic opportunities for communities. They recently awarded $750,000 to 9 towns. The town of Cimarron in southwest Kansas won almost $100,000 to revive a classic soda shop and pharmacy. It will become a space where entrepreneurs can launch their businesses in town. Tony Coast is leading the project. He says reviving this century-old building will hopefully keep young people in the area by giving them a place to work and create.
There's just tons of interest around entrepreneurship, and of course this is like the perfect entrepreneurship space because it was forever a shop.
Other towns across Kansas are using the grants for art studios and shared kitchen spaces to build community. You'll be able to drink alcohol throughout Bill Snyder Family Stadium during Kansas State University football games beginning this fall. K-State announced a new alcohol policy for the stadium yesterday. Previously, alcohol could only be purchased and consumed in the stadium's beer gardens. Now, beer, wine, and canned cocktails will be available at concession stands, and fans will be allowed to take the drinks back to their seats. Sales will end after the third quarter. Alcohol sales have become an important source of revenue for many major college football programs. Humid conditions tonight with a low in the lower 70s. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the
structured part of your day where you decide, I'm doing this thing at this time.
Now, to set yourself up for success here, you need to have books within reach. That's takeaway 2.
I have an upstairs book and a downstairs book and a car book and a bathroom book and a bathtub book. You know, I have books everywhere.
Juanita Giles is the executive director of the Virginia Children's Book Festival.
Put them all over the place and always have one with you. And pretty soon you'll pick one up and you'll start reading and then there you go.
Now you might be thinking, how can my e-reader or my phone be in 5 places at once? Yeah, you're going to need good old paper and ink books for this. And you don't have to buy them all. Your local library will be happy to supply. Lastly, takeaway 3, only read the books you want to read. If you're struggling to read a particular book, maybe you need to give it a little bit of a chance, or maybe you just don't like it. Tracy Thomas is the host of the literary podcast, The Stacks.
For my work, I have to read books and finish books that I do not always like. I can tell you, usually within 10 to 20 pages, if I will like a book.
But your book reading hobby is not a job. So no, you don't have to finish a book that has you snoozing.
I think if you're falling asleep while you're reading it, that's a good sign that maybe you don't like it. I think that if you are constantly checking your phone while you're reading, that might be a sign that you don't like it. I think that if you want to do anything else but read, that might be a sign that you don't like what you're reading. Put it down. Save yourself.
There are way too many books in the world to read ones you don't like. For NPR News, I'm Marielle Segarra.
For more Life Kit, go to npr.org/lifekit.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition got to take a closer look at some of the tools that shaped this country.
They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear our Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's in Lawrence, announcing Final Friday at Artera with Susan Hancock, bringing the Golden Age of Jazz to the stage, 7 p.m. Friday, July 31st. Cover at the door or online at maselli's.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, we're learning new details about the ICE officer who fatally shot a Colombian man in Maine on Monday. People who were close to him say he was prone to violence and held racist beliefs. Vanessa Romo has the full story. Plus, the map of competitive Senate races is becoming clearer. We'll talk about the upcoming elections here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Seeing some showers moving through the area, even though we only had a 20% chance of showers and storms today. Tonight, mostly clear and humid with a low in the lower 70s. This is KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson. Today, it turns out, is National Tattoo Day. Kansas has a unique connection to the art form. KCUR's Julie Deneche reports on one of the nation's first female tattoo artists.
Globetrotting tattooer and Maude Stevens Wagner, America's first lady tattooer. I'm Julie Deneche.
This story comes to us from our Kansas News Service partner station, KCUR. To see photos and learn more about this story, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in just a few moments. Thanks so much for tuning in to All Things Considered this afternoon. You're listening to KPR.
Support for NPR comes from Mystics, from the world of Jane Austen and the Other Bennett Sister to the rolling Yorkshire hills and A Woman of Substance. BritBox is committed to helping viewers find their next escape. Streaming now at BritBox.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
I'm Tom Papa, and I'm filling in for Peter Sagal this week after he stood up, said, well, someone's got to open the Strait of Hormuz, and marched out the door. Join me and find out how he did on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in approximately 1 minute. It is 4 o'clock.
Comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary, Bernstein to Gershwin and more. Details at topekasymphony.org.
It's 88 degrees and raining here in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka as well. It is 4:06.
Heard from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing primary care, dental, mental health, or help with a chronic condition. Heartland accepts all patients, including Medicare. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Thanks for making room in your day for Kansas Public Radio in our next 30 minutes. We have an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, investigators have now identified a supplier of iceberg lettuce in connection with the ongoing Cyclospora outbreak. The CDC is recommending rinsing off your raw fruits and vegetables in order to stay safe.
Wash your hands and any fresh produce thoroughly under running water before eating, cutting, or cooking.
More on that story, tracing the lettuce in question back to Taylor Farms, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Film Music Friday. Gets underway following the 7 o'clock news and start date tonight. It's Cartoon Night. Selections from animated films, including Toy Story and An American Tale. Starting things off with a bit of vintage Warner Brothers cartoon music. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. with Jeff Watson as your host on your KPR One stations. It's 86 degrees in Emporia, 89 in Atchison. It's 420.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Reporting on personal finance, well, it's personal. It can be a hard topic to tackle, especially when people are struggling.
People are more than just like the financial situation they're in. Even when they're in tough points in their lives, they laugh. I think laughter is a really great way to connect with someone.
I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with NPR's Stephen Bisaha about covering the affordability beat on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. Weekend, All Things Considered, coming your way. Tune in. Get caught up on all the news on the weekend.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Minister on Monday. Lauren Fryer, NPR News, London.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is expected to travel to the Philippines this weekend to attend a regional summit of leaders from the Indo-Pacific and Southeast Asia. He also plans to meet China's foreign minister on the sidelines of this summit. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is supporting a constitutional amendment that would switch to directly electing state Supreme Court justices. It comes as early voting on the proposed amendment is already underway. At a public event in Newton, Kobach said the current Kansas Supreme Court invents, quote, new constitutional rights. Kobach cited a 2019 decision that said the Kansas Constitution protects abortion rights. Kobach said the court is using its authority to give Kansans the right to abortion, and that can lead to a slippery slope.
Does that mean the right to physician-assisted suicide? Does that mean the right to take whatever recreational drugs you want to? Does that, you can imagine all kinds of things.
Critics of the change say it will insert politics and campaign donations into the court. Abortion rights groups call it another effort to outlaw abortion after Kansans voted in 2022 to protect abortion rights in the state constitution. Rural Kansas is filled with historic but underused buildings. The Office of Rural Prosperity created the Downtown Revive and Thrive program to bolster economic opportunities for communities, and they recently awarded $750,000 to 9 towns. The town of Cimarron in southwest Kansas won almost $100,000 to revive a classic soda shop and pharmacy. It will become a space where entrepreneurs can launch their businesses in town. Tony Coast is leading the project. He says reviving this century-old building will hopefully keep young people in the area by giving them a place to work and to create.
There's just tons of interest around entrepreneurship, and of course this is like the perfect entrepreneurship space because it was forever a shop.
Other towns across Kansas are using the grants for art studios and shared kitchen spaces to build community. A historical marker unveiled in Lawrence yesterday honors a black teenager who was shot and killed by police in 1970. Rick Tiger Dowdle was killed at a time of civil unrest in the city. The Lawrence Times reports yesterday's ceremony took place on the 56th anniversary of Dowdle's death. Dowdle's family eulogized him as a young man who gave his life fighting racism in Lawrence. Dowdle helped organize a walkout at Lawrence High School in April 1970 over the lack of black history in the school district's curriculum. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight. It's going to be humid, though, with lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, humid again tomorrow night with lows in the mid-70s, sunshine and a high in the lower 90s for Sunday into the upper 90s. We are expecting highs on Monday. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia, 88 in Chanute. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Things Considered from NPR News.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the program. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then we will talk about last night's speech to the nation from Donald Trump, followed by a conversation about the battle over control of the Strait of Hormuz and how that could have wider implications. This is KPR. Okay, a piece of tape that I thought was going to be there clearly isn't, so hey, how about that weather, huh? Mostly clear skies tonight. Humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Lows in the mid-70s with lots of humidity tomorrow night. It's 88 degrees in Topeka. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Don't stop believing. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals. From self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a program that monitors how and how much a person drives. Snapshot offers personalized rates based on their driving habits at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and who've been building privacy tools for 15 years. They now offer Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI. Duck.ai. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day with what you need to know, thoughtful conversations, and dare I say, some pretty great company. Join us.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
Country. Oil prices hit their highest level in a month today as hostilities between the U.S. and Iran have again ramped up, affecting shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The price of Brent crude climbed more than 4.5% to settle above $88 a barrel. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Creativity Matters, mental health counseling services where art and therapy come together, offering therapy for adults, families, children, and more. Information about services and scheduling at creativitymattersllc.com.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka, 89 in Atchison. It is 5:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up, we will have news headlines at 5:30, just 12 short minutes from now. At 5:36, wildfire smoke is blanketing large swaths of the U.S., exposure is a growing health problem as climate change increases fire risk and fire intensity.
There's more evaporation of water, and so it dries out our fuels so that when there's an ignition source, those fuels are more likely to burn.
What you need to know and what precautions you can take coming up at 5:36 on your KPR station.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at the Lead Center in Lawrence Tuesday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassette tapes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sales.
Kansas will hold its primary election on August 4th, and with more than 20 candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate, can be hard to keep track of. So we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear them at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and be sure to vote.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Lows in the lower 70s tonight. It's going to be humid overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. The time is 5:20.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hunter Biden has seen the most intimate details of his personal life spread all over the internet. And now he says,
I was given the gift of being so publicly shamed and humiliated, literally stripped bare. Literally stripped naked in the public square.
Hunter Biden on politics and his struggle with addiction. Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, building designs with hardy tropical plants. Project portfolio, plant library, and more information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up in about 40 seconds. At 10 minutes before 6, we'll tell you the story of the so-called Tattooed Lady of Kansas. It's all coming up here on KPR. It's 5:30.
10 cents in the last week. Across the country, diesel is averaging more than $5 a gallon. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is appealing a judge's decision that restores a 3-day grace period for mailed ballots just weeks before the August primary. Kobach is asking the Kansas Supreme Court to quickly overturn the judge's order. The ruling temporarily blocks a law requiring mailed ballots to arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Under the previous law, ballots postmarked by Election Day had 3 days to arrive and be counted. Kobach says changing the rules after voting has already started could create problems.
When there's confusion in the voting rules and the voting process, it increases the probability that somebody will make a mistake.
Kobach said the judge's decision could affect thousands of Kansas voters who were already mailed their advance ballots. A historical marker unveiled in Lawrence yesterday honors a black teenager who was shot and killed by police in 1970. Rick Tiger Dowdell was killed at a time of civil unrest in the city. The Lawrence Times reports yesterday's ceremony took place on the 56th anniversary of Dowdell's death. Dowdell's family eulogized him as a young man who gave his life fighting racism in Lawrence. Dowdell helped organize a walkout at Lawrence High School in April 1970 over the lack of black history in the school district's curriculum. Rural Kansas is filled with historic but underused buildings. The Office of Rural Prosperity created the Downtown Revive and Thrive program to bolster economic opportunities for communities. They recently awarded $750,000 to 9 towns. The town of Cimarron in southwest Kansas won almost $100,000 to revive a classic soda shop and pharmacy. It will become a space where entrepreneurs can launch their businesses in town. Tony Coast is leading that project. He says reviving this century-old building will hopefully keep young people in the area by giving them a place to work and create.
There's just tons of interest around entrepreneurship, and of course this is like the perfect entrepreneurship space because it was forever a shop.
Other towns across Kansas are using the grants for art studios or shared kitchen spaces to build community. This is KPR.
Support for NPR Don't Like. For NPR News, I'm Marielle Segarra.
For more Life Kit, go to npr.org/lifekit.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we know asking guests direct questions leads to more complete answers. Questions such as,
how significant is that?
Why did it get to be so difficult?
And what do you think is going to happen next?
To really understand what's happening, you have to understand why it's happening in the first place. Get the answers with us every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Your local host on Monday will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, new details about the ICE officer who fatally shot a Colombian man in Maine on Monday. People who were close to him say he was prone to violence and held racist beliefs. Vanessa Romo did the deep dive reporting, and we will hear from her. Also, what can we expect in the primary elections for the U.S. Senate? The map of competitive Senate races is becoming clearer. We'll talk about that coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the lower 70s, hot tomorrow and sunshine. We're expecting highs in the lower 90s. You're listening to KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson, and today is National Tattoo Day. Kansas actually has a unique connection to the art form. KCUR's Julie Beneche reports on one of the nation's first female tattoo artists.
Globetrotting tattooer
and Maude Stevens Wagner, America's first lady tattooer. I'm Julie Deniche.
This story came to us from our Kansas News Service partner station, KCUR. To see photos and learn more about this story, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on Kansas Public Radio here in these early evening hours. Humid conditions tonight, lows in the lower 70s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s, humid tomorrow night with a low in the mid 70s. This is KPR.
And from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR. From Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From BritBox, from the world of Jane Austen and the Other Bennet Sister to the rolling Yorkshire Hills in A Woman of Substance, BritBox is committed to helping viewers find their next escape. Streaming now at BritBox.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
I'm Tom Papa, and I'm filling in for Peter Sagal this week after he stood up, said, well, someone's got to open the Strait of Hormuz, and marched out the door. Join me and find out how he did on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 5 a.m. 5 a.m.? Where did that even come from? No, it's not on at 5 a.m. It's on at 10 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR One stations. Ay, it's been a week. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and at Kansas Public Radio. Kansaspublicradio.org.